I came from a Muslim background. Both my parents are Muslim. All I knew was about the religion of Islam. I've never been to a church when I was younger. I was only exposed to Islamic rules and religion and what it was like to be one, which was inherently very cultural as well. My parents are both Turkish, and growing up is when you were raised not only as a Turk but inherently as a Muslim as well. I believed that there was only one God, Allah, and through him, basically you got to heaven depending on the way you lived your life. And it was I guess graded on a scale on how much good you did in this life that would determine whether you got to heaven or not. That was my belief then. When I was 15 years old, I moved to Cyprus to stay with my grandparents, my dad's parents. And by this time, my parents had divorced and my dad had been remarried. And his wife had had a huge influence over my dad. And she pretty much destroyed any communication we've ever had with my father. And that had resulted in him abandoning us and rejecting us. My mother was very neglectful to us as well. So we grew up a lot on our own. And growing up with a pain of pretty much left being orphaned. And as a result, we were stuck in our grandparents' house. And my grandparents were very unsympathetic towards our situation. During the time I was in Cyprus, I've never stepped foot in my father's house. And there was no one to really support us emotionally. So, you know, we were really suffering. My grandparents were very, very strict. And we were pretty much homebound a lot of the times. We were allowed no social life, so me and my brother studied a lot. I actually was very opposed to Christianity. I was very sympathetic towards Islam, and especially towards Palestinians, because what they're going through. And I know this may sound a little harsh, but I actually kind of felt a little, very much opposed and kind of hatred towards Christianity, and I felt it was just a hoax and a man-made religion. And it developed some resentment within me. In my own personal life, from the rejection that I went through, and the abandonment and the abuse from my parents, and the rejection from my grandparents, that led me to have suicidal tendencies. On a couple occasions, I took half a bottle of pills and tried to commit suicide. And sometimes I'd even starve myself just to get attention. I mean, me and my brothers were just hungry for some kind of attention, anything at all. I left Cyprus to go live with my mom, and after about a year or so, we had troubles, and she had set me up with, I guess, one of her clients, and had later kicked me out of the house. And at that time, I had nowhere to live. And so I went to go live with this man. We dated for about 7 months or so. He'd go to church a few times, and he asked me to go with him, so I went. And there, I was pretty much introduced to Christ. And before that, I knew of Jesus. I didn't believe in him. But that, I think, kind of initiated me to be introduced to the Bible and to the Lord Jesus. But at that time, when the pastor was preaching a sermon, I was not receptive to it because there was a lot of hurt in me. And so I rejected it for a while, but I came to a breaking point. I was clinically depressed. I was seeing a psychiatrist. I was alone and really I had no one to talk to. It was like trapped in this cage. And depression is a terrible thing. My friend at the time had given me a Bible, and it would just kind of sit there and collect dust. And so I came to a point where I gave the Bible the benefit of the doubt. I decided to pick it up and read it. And I believe something just, I don't know, something just rose inside of me that motivated me, that made me pick up the Bible and read it. And maybe it's something that I never knew then, you know? It's just, I picked it up and I read it. And I believe the first book I read was either Matthew or John. So I started reading it. I was alone in my apartment. I had found an apartment 7 months after living with the man I was dating. And in the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 10, it says, "Your mother and father may forsake you, but I, the Lord, will receive you." And that really fits my life, because that verse really spoke to me, and it was just a real, it just really spoke to me loudly. So I had sat there and decided to accept Jesus into my life. So I prayed and I accepted him in my life, and the most amazing thing happened. I felt love for the first time as I knew it, and I felt like a physical presence just embracing me. It felt like electricity, and it felt like I was floating in air. That's how I can describe it. That's the best I could describe it. And I knew something supernatural happened, and I knew my prayer was answered. And from that point on, I wanted to seek out God more and more. I was essentially looking for hope, you know. When I was depressed and when I was so just battered up emotionally, I needed hope. And I think that's what most people look for, is hope. It's terrible to be hopeless, you know. You look for someone to help you, someone to save you from the pain that you're going through. When I accepted Jesus, he took away my pain. He took away my agony. And the most amazing thing about Christ is, it doesn't matter what you've gone through. I heard a lot of testimonies, and taken from mine, no matter how painful of a life you go through, and I'm saying this out of my heart, he will save you, and he will take you out of your pain and your agony. And his love not only sustains you, it's not only sufficient, but it's overflowing, because not only do you have so much love for yourself, but you could give it to others unconditionally, you know, and that no one else can do for you. No, only God, you know. It's a gift. His love is free. And it's his grace that saves you, that, you know, that frees you from your bondage. And that's why I chose God. And he's been faithful all throughout my life. I mean, he's really been faithful. There were times where I fell. There were times where I slept and did my own thing. But I got right back up and I persevered, because I knew in the bottom of my heart that I can't do it on my own. God is such a part of my life. He's not only a part, but he is my life, you know. Everything I do, I do it because of him. There's a reason for everything I do. I'm not living my life because of what I've done, but because of what he's done through me. And without God, I probably don't want to think of where I would be right now. So, and God gets all the credit. It's his work. It's his grace. I don't want to brand it Christianity. I don't like to see Jesus as a religion, but as a friend, as a lover of people. I mean, he came to establish a relationship with all of us, and he came to give us his love. And his love is so powerful that it saves us from all the pain that we go through. Now, my experience in Islam and as a Muslim, I never seen any of that. I see rules and regulations, you stuck to them, that's just the way it was. But there was no forgiveness. I mean, no savior that could take away your sins and that could forgive you, that gives you grace. I mean, when God says, I have forgiven you for your iniquities, for your sins, that means it's gone. Like the slate is wiped out, you know? And in Islam, I have not experienced that. We all need to be loved. Now, as a Muslim, I didn't feel that. And knowing Jesus and having accepted him in my heart, he gives us love unconditionally and forgiveness. And that's what we need, really. We don't need to stick to these obscure rules and regulations. It doesn't fix us, if you like. What cures us is God's love. When you accept Jesus' love, he tells us to come as we are. We don't have to follow these certain rules before we come to him. He will accept us. You know, he wants us to accept him and he wants us to accept his love. You don't have to fear him. Because God's perfect love casts out all fear. He will care for you and he will love you because he knows your problems better than you know them yourself, and he knows you better than you know yourself. He knows your thoughts before you think them. He knows the things you will do before you even pursue them. So God's love is fearless. It's perfect and it's good. The will of God is good.